Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Scott Barnes, my co-host doesn't think you're the right guy to make the next hire.
Just me.
Just Brandon Sprague. He's the only one doubting out there. Nobody else doubts other than Brandon Sprague. What's your response to that, Scott?
Yeah, well, look, I've hired five Division I head coaches in football. All have gone... The last four have all gone on to Power Five jobs, and I've done this before. So we'll get this right. It is very different. So what makes it different is certainly the runway that we have in front of us, and a clear direction and a vision. And I'll remind everybody that last time we made the hire, we didn't know where we were going. Conference-wise, we had no we hoped. And we put a plan together, but now we have a clear vision of where we're going, and it's exciting to have that opportunity.
In your face, idiot.
What?
He's hired five football coaches, and all of them have gone on to Power Five jobs, other than the one he just fired.
He also used to be a Power Five team.
So are you acknowledging that you can't retain a good coach? If you hire a good coach, you're already acknowledging he's going to leave? Like, I don't
also,
know,
your runway?
We got a good runway.
0-7.
We got a runway.
With nobody showing up to football games,
I think his runway
is
just
on the bottom of that new conference you're speaking
of. I think the runway is just the calendar of, like, we didn't fire him at the end of the year, so we have months now to go vet candidates. I think that is what he's trying to say.
I think the runway is as they take a few steps and jump off the cliff with the hang glider.
Keep going here. Now you just, Brandon Sprague, noted Beaver hater.
Oh, yeah.
Just proclaimed, not a good job.
$22,680.
Not a good job, according to Brandon Sprague.
Yeah, okay.
Scott Barnes says, hey, dumbass. Yeah, it is.
I don't think it's a little. I think it's a lot of stability. We've got a great trajectory in front of us. Not only that, as you look back in history here at Oregon State, this will be the first time that we have been on the top of the conference in resources. And so when you think about this opening, it's the best job in the Pac-12. It is the best job in the Pac-12. Why? Facilities, resources, fan support, all combined to make this an excellent job.
There was nobody there this weekend.
It came off 3,000 people at a football game.
Boise State just went to the college football playoff, in case we're forgetting that. You know what the great follow-up would have been? Like, the resource thing, and I've seen a lot of Beaver fans put this out, and it's hilarious to point.
Good stadium.
I mean, in the company you're in now, there's no doubt about it. Do you know he makes twice as much as Boise State's athletic director?
Yeah, he gave himself that raise when our conference blew up.
That would have been my first question.
The president
question
was like, yeah, you got it, buddy.
You
here
got
you go.
It. We got all this money on hand.
Wait,
we just won
just
the lawsuit.
Give yourself a raise?
You can, evidently.
He basically did.
I'm going to try that one with Cooley today. I'm going to walk into the office. So I've decided, you know, 10% raise. What do you think?
This just isn't quite cutting it.
You know, I just need to make a little bit more money around here. He said, hey, we got the best resources in the new conference, baby. And then... Barnes and Sprague finally simpatico on one thing.
Oh, what's that?
And it's the one thing we all knew how it went, and he threw old Trent under the bus a little bit here.
You know, the business of college football is really impatient. And as I think about where we're going, there's a couple things. One is that I've always empowered the head coach to make those decisions, and rarely have I had to step in to help move that forward, and in this case, I did. That ultimately speaks to wanting somebody that has the leadership capacity to make some of those decisions. I think the ultimate decision, the timing, is good. You see decisions that are made 2 weeks in. Let's remember, this is a first-year head coach, second-year head coach, who is halfway through the season in his second year. And so I felt like we were methodical and disciplined in evaluating the process, and ultimately felt like timing was good to do it after the Wake Forest game.
So he admits the thing we all knew, and that was that Trent Bray refused to fire the special teams coordinator, and then Barnes had to step in and essentially fire him. Now, it clearly didn't help because they had a field goal block that should have been ran back for a touchdown this weekend with their new special teams coordinator, who, by the way, is now the interim head coach.
Yeah, by the way, I had like 5-minute answers to every question. Ended with everything of, I don't know if I answered your question, but you know what I mean.
So he's basically saying, I want to hire a coach who's going to be willing to fire coaches who aren't very good. And Trent Bray wasn't willing to fire coaches very good. I also love the idea that 3 games into year 2 is too early, but 6 games into year 2 is just enough time.
By the way, how many times did it feel like he kept mentioning stability?
Yeah. Shut up about the sun. Shut up about the sun.
They got stability now.
Dude, you 2 weeks ago said he was the man for the job.
2 weeks ago.
And then you fired him. Okay. But you're going to talk about stability?
Now it's stability and fan support when people are as checked out. That is a fan base that I don't know if they've ever been more checked out. And they'll be back. If you win and you hire the right guy and you win 9 games next year and you look good, like, hey.
No, even during the 1-11 season, the thing was still in the Pac-12.
Yes.
The conference still existed. We didn't know it was going to get blown up. And then Jonathan. And it was like, oh, our own guy who's an offensive guy? Okay, here we go.
And even that season was a disaster. But at least the year before that, you ended on a high note and you beat Oregon in the Civil War and you ended that streak. Like, there were at least some positives along the way.
I mean, he did a bunch of stuff yesterday. I thought Ryan Clark, first of all, great questions, Ryan Clark. I thought Ryan Clark did a great job. That's not a shot at anybody else. I just thought Ryan Clark did really good. His piece is up at OregonLive.com. Like, he was asked about the Kyle Bjornstad kid who just walked away and continues to be cryptic on Twitter but not say anything.
It's a weird look. I just,
you're going to hop on the radio and do an interview. You're more than welcome. But, like, this whole tweeting cryptic stuff and never saying anything is weird.
Yeah, you got to air it out, dude. Like, this is how you have to hold people accountable. Like, if what they're saying is wrong and what their storyline of events is misleading and they're lying about things, like, put it out on the record. You got nothing to lose. You're not working for it anymore.
I just it feels like a bit of a dead horse thing, but he talked for the first time to the mass media, not just one his buddies. My takeaway is this dude thinks he's the smartest person in every room. He is going to be right on everything until he isn't, and then he'll just point to his history of how successful my hires have been. And
yes.
Good luck. You know, it's not that they won't hire the right coach with the 95 people they're going to pay to come up with the hire, and then he'll take credit for it, but it's more like, I thought that was tone deaf in many ways, and I'm not very encouraged about the leadership right now of the institution.
Nor should you be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.